The voice of the St. Louis Blues here on 101 ESPN is Chris Kerber. He joins us in studio after the NHL announced today that they will suspend the season indefinitely. And the Blues were rolling. Good to see you, sir, first of all.
Good to see you guys. Good to finally actually be home.
Yeah, it's been
a hell of a run.
You'll be here for a minute.
Now we got a little more time. Unexpected, so make the best of it.
And the team, and I know that there was the hiccup against New Jersey, but the team has really been playing well.
They have. I talked to Craig Berube this morning a little bit, and you know this team is a unique one because this team has a hard time getting up for teams like New Jersey and stuff where there's no villain, and you know what you got in Chicago and some of these others, and they can really bring it. So it's not a team that plays down to their competition, but it's a team that sort of is like, okay, give us some competition, if that makes any sense.
So from a logistics standpoint now, what are they telling the guys? Like, is everybody just going to be here? Are they saying, hey, stay in St. Louis? Or are they saying you can go home? I mean, what's going on?
I'm
going
to be honest with you guys right now. I don't know a whole hell of a lot more than you guys do. I mean, we were up in the air, obviously, when all this broke. But the league has told the teams that they don't recommend any practices, any team meetings. So I think right now they're just in a holding pattern. Yeah. That I don't imagine they're going to say, go take a break and we'll see you in 2 weeks. You know, but I got to think that they'll figure out some level of a system, some level of testing, some level of going through some type of, I don't know, physical, whatever it may be, to at least see where your entire core is at now and then monitor it from there going forward. Because as we're finding out, and this, hell, this shouldn't surprise any, what happened last night shouldn't surprise anybody. You know, this whole idea, I don't know where you guys are at on this, but this whole idea of, and this is not knocking the, hey, we're getting rid of the media coverage or we're going to have the media step out to protect. Like, who are you protecting anybody from? I mean, it was a whole bunch of falsehood when you really think about it, because the idea that because they're in a sporting environment or in a locker room, they get, to me, locker rooms are petri dishes.
Yeah.
There's still,
you know,
people.
There's still people. And the moment, like in the National Hockey League, I don't know how it is in baseball, Brad, but in the National Hockey League, the CBA is you can only keep players at the rink for 3 hours on a practice day. What do they do for the other 21 that prevents them, like the rest of us, from living? That would, so to see this to me was so easy to see coming, guys. And to me, the moment that it got to where organizations were getting to the point of making decisions to not play with fans, at that point the decision was made that games weren't going to be played, because for the same reason you're not going to bring 25,000 people together, right? Should be the same reason that you probably shouldn't have 18 together sweating on each other.
Exactly.
Right. And, you know, there are a lot of people, and I think these people are shrinking in numbers, those who think this is a complete overreaction, that these leagues are doing too much and they don't really need to. Do you get the sense the players feel that way?
No, I get the sense that the players are genuinely curious what is going on. I think athletes, for the most part, live in such bubbles, as we saw by Rudy Gobert and his stupidity, right? They live in such bubbles that real life sometimes smacks them right in the face, which is probably not a bad thing, to be bluntly honest. So, not that this is what you want a way of doing it, right? But I think now that what has been impacting China and New Rochelle, New York, and other things, now it's in your backyard. Now it's finally impacting your own world. And when, as soon as this started impacting concerts that people go to, sporting events, and then the actual event itself, now you can't watch on TV, things like that. Now it's in your backyard, and now you have to care. And I'm not saying that the players don't think cared, but I don't think that it was quite so front and center until that moment. So now
it's
okay.
Real.
It wasn't real. What are the real risks now? And I think you got a handful of guys that have always been on top of it, and a lot are like, I'll worry about it when they tell me to, and now they told them to.
And Kerbs, as you mentioned to me out in the hall, the Blues have had to deal with not playing games during the scheduled season before. It's not like the Blues are going to be going away, or the Blues on 101 ESPN will be going away during this, we'll call it a break.
Yeah, no, I think you almost have to look at it right now. If I don't know how long this is going to be. Nobody does. I can tell you the team. Blues have had meetings now daily for the last 3 days, you know, with a large portion of the organization, and there's another meeting tomorrow morning, you know, will be a part of, just to, so the communication, the updates are there, and you can manage through this. It's uncharted territory. The good news is this is not a stoppage because of a labor dispute, mm-hmm. which pisses people off. You know, this is one that's really out of everybody's control. And if you do have the fans that can't understand, or like you're talking, Raj, that, you know, the smaller groups that are like, this is an overreaction, I don't know how anybody could know that. So you might as well err on. I'll tell you this, for example. Like, I, you know, my dad is 77. He's got COPD. We go out there to help take care of some bandages and some things. Well, I've been taken out of the rotation here for the last week because I travel.
Yeah.
And we don't want to take the chance. It's the right thing to do there. This is less about that as it is about who could get it. So I don't know. We treat it just kind of like a break. I'll treat it just like the Olympic break, if you will, and then hopefully news. You know, hopefully there's enough reaction that, and now that the awareness is front and center on everybody, that enough is done where it actually speeds up maybe the containment mm-hmm. process. Does that make sense?
No, it,
well,
it does.
That's
because
the hope, yes.
That's really an interesting thing overall, because usually it goes the other way around. Real life is happening, and then people come to sports, right?
Right.
Well, now this real life has hit sports, and people are like, oh, crap, it's real. Like maybe it does help. Maybe it does expedite this a little bit.
And that I think, is what you have to hope for. I think you have to applaud the NBA for being the first one, even as reactionary as it was, to say the games are postponed for right now. That essentially set the tone for everybody else to do it. And I put a tweet out yesterday afternoon. The responses shouldn't blow my mind because it was Twitter, but it did do a little bit. Like, people thinking that I didn't understand the point of, you know, preventing 25,000 people from coming together. Wasn't arguing that, but anybody that couldn't see, anybody hasn't been around any, like, your own classrooms when mm-hmm. you were in school. One kid gets the flu, a whole bunch of you get sick. The fact that it was just a matter of time before one athlete. And then, what, like, we don't know of any NHL players have had it, right? But now one sweaty basketball player goes in contact with five teams when he could have been contagious. Those five teams play somebody. I mean, this was a no-brainer of a move and a smart move on the part of everybody.
You just made me think of that Vancouver series. When
2003.
Blues had 3-0.
3-1 lead.
3-1 lead, yeah. And then everybody got the flu. Everybody on the team got the flu, and they wound up losing
within the span of about 3 days.
Yeah.
And you end up losing that series. And what part of it was, a couple guys got sick, and the way the team managed to travel that series, to me, was the largest mistake. So you're riding on the planes a whole lot, and that stuff just gets passed around. I mean, anytime something goes through Cardinal Clubhouse, next thing one guy's got something, five or six guys have a bug, and the team attacks it, as they do, but normally most people just don't know about it. I mean, we've had a bug going around the Blues team, you know, kind of that flu bug.
Competitive advantage, you're not telling anybody.
Yeah.
Sure. Let somebody else know what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. Go sneeze on that guy.
Yeah. Oh.
Don't do that now.
Yeah, don't do that now. I'm saying.
Stay away.
Curbs, from a strict Blues perspective, and people that are really into and have been into the season, everything they've accomplished in the last calendar year, I mean, there's still a lot of excitement about what they're doing. And now I think, at least for some people, and maybe it doesn't occur to everybody, the possibility this is a longer than a couple of weeks or longer than a month. If it does get to the point where they're telling us no hockey for at least the rest of this month and maybe halfway through April and maybe toward the end of April, what do you think happens?
It's a fair question. I really don't know. I don't know, because, again, the other thing that we've really learned, that I've learned, even just, for example, when talking to a general manager about rules, okay, to take that new offside rule. Some general managers didn't like that rule because it has a guy picking his skate up off the ice, and all of a sudden, if he kicks his skate back to try and stay onside, he actually could be kicking a sharp blade back in the direction of another player.
Yeah.
It could cause injury, right? So things that you don't, might not normally think about. That's what I've been kind of running through my brain here over the last 24, 48 hours. How does the league handle it? Let's say, okay, you do not have hockey for a while. Well, how much time is that without practicing for the players? Can they go 3 weeks? If you go 3 weeks without any kind of practicing because you want to keep the players away, right? Well, then how does that impact how much time do you need before you can play again? Much like the league has done where leagues have half a year lockout. So there's so many other factors there. I would just say the best thing I could say right now for fans is just kind of treat it like a little bit of a flight delay. You know, nothing you can really do about it.
That,
you
want to
make sure that the plane.
People get mad about those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but you can't. But the people that get mad about him, what are you going to do? You want the plane fixed? So I'll say the same thing to them.
I have a connection in 40 minutes in Atlanta.
Chances. Just get up in the air.
I'd still rather survive.
But there is going to be a playoff.
The thing that is right now for both the NBA and the NHL, if you really think about it, these guys, you're at 70 games. If you can manage to just get the total number of games played even, whether it be 72, 74, which you can do. The league used to play 72 games.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not unprecedented for the first two rounds of the playoffs to be best of five. The history of that's not that long ago. So I just think there's so much on the table. I think you just have to be patient and daily wait and just hope that enough containment goes. And, you know, maybe we learn more about a virus. Maybe we learn more about a vaccine and things go quick. I don't know what else you can do. I just know that this is one of the uncontrollable things, so just be patient with it.
I could see people being nervous because they've seen the NCAA tournament, which is arguably, other than Super Bowl, the biggest event in sports every year. It's gone. Like, there isn't one. And so I think what we kind of want to know is that, well, there's going to be a Stanley Cup playoff. It might be a while before it starts.
I would say the biggest difference is in that situation. Much like delaying the start of an MLS season, which only was 2 weeks in, or a Major League Baseball season, where you actually, albeit it will take some work, you can rework a schedule at this point. I would think that you, the NBA and the NHL, they have time. They have time on their side. If it pushes a championship back 2 weeks, and maybe we're playing for a Stanley Cup championship on the 4th of July, how cool would that be?
It'd be awesome.
You know, okay, you'd be happy to wait for it. So whatever that means, you have time to still figure it out. You aren't at a drop-dead zone like the NCAA was, where you're dealing with college kids and it's more of a one-time event. This is a series where you have multiple cities that it can be done in, and so I look at them as two different things.
One thing I've learned about flight delays is to put my phone in my backpack, not to have my phone in my hand when I get frustrated.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How does that make it better?
Because I can't throw it or punch it.
Oh, yeah, you shouldn't. You can throw your backpack.
Yeah. Actually, right where you're standing right now is a pretty dangerous zone because Randy threw his phone right behind you.
It slipped.
And then bounced off.
So do you not just automatically have the insurance on your phone?
Oh, yeah, I have to.
Yeah, okay.
I think Randy at that time might have had a bat phone as well. I think he had two phones, so that was the disposable one.
Yeah, you guys think, just out of curiosity, flip the tables.
Don't tell Randy.
Is there any? Yeah. No black, I'll read you for you, Brad.
Yeah.
All right, I can't think of any scenario where this isn't the right move right now.
No, it's 100%.
I cannot run through a scenario in my mind. But just for not just about the fans gathering, okay, but again, it is so easy for these athletes to pass it to a massive group of people in a hurry that this, I can't see another reason.
Think about what the NCAA was thinking about with having only family in the stands. Those guys pound on themselves for 30, 40 minutes, okay, and then at the end of the game, they're all shaking hands. They aren't elbow bumping, they aren't fist bumping.
Well, a few places tried to say no shaking hands
went. Okay, so how dumb is that thought process, right?
How can you avoid passing that along in any athletic endeavor? You're exactly right. There's no way that you could have played and been responsible, both.
And go even one step further than that. I've gotten kind of a kick out of watching what Major League Baseball did. And I, by the way, this is not any condemnation of that. They're trying to just kind of figure things out as they go, and this was so quick and fluid. But like we got the memo from the National Hockey League and some of the new rules they were going to put in place if it continued, okay? Darren Pang was not allowed to broadcast between the benches last night. But if that was a national game, Pierre Maguire was. What the hell sense is that?
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, because now... Now, at least I would argue that Panger is around the team all the time.
Right.
Not the guy that's coming in from all different places and flown 10 different commercial flights, right?
Good point.
And so, like, okay, we had to yesterday for access to bring a couple players out. Again, I have zero problem with this. Okay, it's truly not even that much of an inconvenience if people really think about it. Just understand life happens, right? But you got to have a 6-foot difference to interview the coach. Okay. So you stand back here, you ask the coach a few questions. Everything's done good. Okay, let's go get on the bus, and I'm sitting 2 feet behind the coach for a 30-minute ride in traffic. like again, you got to use your head a little bit here. Mm-hmm. This idea that all of a sudden it was going to be the media bringing a whole bunch of germs in here, guys, it's going the other way, the way I look at it. Yeah. I mean, we can do this whole show and have less of a chance of getting infected by one another than an athlete performing can because of the nature of the sport.
Exactly.
And so I think that if nothing else, this is just a smart break to have so people can wrap their hands around every aspect of this, not just the simple spreading of it.
Well, right? Their elbows, not their hands. You're not touching anything right now.
That's true. But I'll tell you what, if I'm a chicken wing company in town, I am capitalizing on this.
Yeah.
You know, you give everybody the chicken wing now. Yep. You know, you put your coronavirus chicken wing specials out there. You could
Corona.
Listen, wings and Corona. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
There you go.
You've got the Boardwalk Hardwood Floors behind the bench tonight with Alex, right?
Yeah, we're going to get into more of this, some more opinions on this. And Alex did a great job sitting down with Scott Burnside, who's got some league perspective, talked to some league executives. So a little bit more on that. We'll have, obviously, you guys probably saw, too, the video release from Chris Zimmerman and the statement from the team. More on that side of it. And hey, we'll just keep people updated. Be smart. Don't go bear anybody and be good about it. Well, he's now a verb, man.
Yeah, he is. Don't go bear anybody, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Kerbs. We'll see you later.
Okay, guys, you got it.
That is the voice of the Blues here on 101 ESPN, Chris Kerber. Next up, the NCAA tournament may be canceled, but there still could be a way to reward players who earned a trip to the tournament. That's next before Take It or Leave It on 101 ESPN.